As the ongoing traumatic events in Israel and Palestine, particularly in Gaza, continue, the mental health impacts are huge. And treatment must take into account the impact of colonization, according to renowned Palestinian psychiatrist, author, and human rights advocate, Dr. Samar Jabour. She works in Palestine and says the role of health workers in Gaza is an inspiration for the rest of the world. Her new book is called Radiance in Pain and Resilience, the Global Reverberation of Palestinian Historical Trauma. It explores the intersections of trauma, collective resilience, and mental health. The Wire's Nikki Page spoke with Dr. Jabour for more.
During my studies in medicine, I was training in different parts of the West Bank and in Jerusalem. And I noticed that there are many people who come to see the general doctor for medically unexplained symptoms. And I remember a woman coming from a village of Ramallah, and she could not see. So we sent her to the ophthalmologic hospital, and her report came back. She had no organic cause for the loss of vision. And her story, she observed her son being shot in his eye, and she lost her vision after seeing what happened to her child. At that point, I decided to specialize in psychiatry. I understood very quickly that I need to take into consideration political and social factors that cause a lot of suffering and pain. So I had to start rethinking the Western training and approach. Mainstream psychology and psychiatry usually tends to attribute the suffering to a personal dysfunction. That will push many people away from our services. Liberation psychology doesn't take into consideration only our individual stories. It also takes into consideration the structural conditions that interact with the individual. So that's my practice of liberation psychology in Palestine. Psychiatry and medicine have contributed significantly to making colonization acceptable. I think that we Palestinians have the responsibility of generating knowledge from our own context. And if we are open to learning from our patients, this is a very helpful resource.
Dr. Jabour, let's just move to your book, Radiance in Pain and Resilience, the Global Reverberation of Palestinian Historical Trauma.
When I use the word radiance, we know that a smile can radiate, sunshine can radiate. When we talk about pain and resilience, the pain of the Palestinians can be felt in different parts of the world. Many nations who experienced colonization, many people whose ancestors were involved in colonization have inherited the shame and guilt. And at the same time, the resilience of the Palestinian people, and we call it sumud, can be inspiring. Palestinians can export their resilience to the world, their sumud. This is our gift to the world.
The risk to health workers in Gaza of being killed is 2.4 times the risk to others there, because they are being targeted.
The health system is a lifeline for Palestinians. So to target the health system means to inflict more killing and erasure on the Palestinian people. And this is not accidental. This is by plan. And I think they demonstrated an unusual expression of resilience. I used to go to Gaza and train colleagues there, and I know that most of them multiplied their capacity to respond to the crisis. They work for long hours. They speak about their observations. The occupation doesn't want positive role models for the Palestinian people. So they go after everyone who would be a positive role model.
So many of us watch the news about the continuing trauma, not only the trauma of Palestinians, but the historical trauma of Jews around the world.
Well, every colonization did something similar to what Israelis are doing now, without the Holocaust in the background. French colonization did similar things. The colonization of the Congo. They are going by the recipe book of colonization. So I don't think that the Holocaust is a factor. We know many Holocaust survivors or people who have Holocaust survivors in their family who support in every possible way the Palestinian people. I think if the Holocaust is a factor now, it might explain the silence which is allowing so much harm to come upon Palestinians. Why the world allowed a global anti-apartheid movement to end the apartheid regime in South Africa, while the solidarity movement with Palestine now is being attacked in every possible way in Western countries. I think the silence of the Western world particularly can be explained by the Holocaust and their involvement in the Holocaust.
Palestinian psychiatrist, author and human rights advocate, Dr. Sumar Jabur, speaking with The Wire's Nikki Page. Dr. Jabur is currently visiting Australia and New Zealand, Aotearoa, hosted by the Schieffer Foundation.